Thank you very much to Dr. Lim and to the rest of you. I especially want to express appreciation to all of you for your wonderful hospitality that we've experienced being here at BSOP and AGST.
谢谢林长老的介绍。我和我妻子，我们也都很谢谢我们在飞升的时候，大家对我们等热心的这个接待。
And it's amazing for us to see all that's going on here at BSOP.
当我们看到在飞升所发生的每一件事情，我们觉得这是非常奇妙的。
And we have really felt the warmth of Christian hospitality as we've been here and experienced your kindness to us.
我们在这边真是能够感受到在基督里面的这种的恩爱。
It's a wonderful facility. You have great leadership. You have lots of important things going on here.
我们这边不单有好的这个校园，我们有好的领导，还有很多重要的事情在我们当中进行。
And so all that Jan and I can say is we love BSOP.
所以我的妻子跟我，我们都可以说我们爱飞升。
I love BSOP. We should put that on a sign or on cards or something.
我应该做一个很大的一个招牌，说我爱飞升。
As Jan and I have been here, experiencing part of community life here, it brings back many great memories for us.
当我们在这边享受这个环境的时候，我们就回想过去一些美好的情景。
Because it was almost 48 years ago that we left our home and moved to Dallas to begin seminary ourselves.
是48年前，我们也是离开我们的老乡，然后呢，就移到德州 Dallas 这个城市，开始我们的神学学习。
I know I don't look that old, but 48 years is a long time.
虽然看起来不那么老，但是已经48年过去了。
When we moved to Dallas, we didn't know anyone. We needed to find new friends and new churches, a new church home.
到那边的时候呢，完全对我们是新的，没有朋友，没有认识的人，但是我们在那边找到新的朋友，也找到一个很好的教会。
And we actually moved to Dallas in June when it was very hot. The humidity was very high.
我们刚到 Dallas 的时候，正是非常热的夏天。
So there are some parallels perhaps here.
跟菲律宾有很多平行或者相同的情况。
When I started as a seminary student, I had known Christ in a genuine way for only a very short time.
我进神学院的时候，那个时候我是刚刚信主不久。
I had a passion to know God through His Word and help others know and serve Him.
但是我有那个心智，想要更认识神的话语，并且分享他的话语。
But I hardly knew anything about theology or about seminaries.
但那个时候呢，对神学院、对神学，说实话，实在是知道的太少了。
As I look back on that, I wonder how we survived it. We really didn't know what we were getting into.
所以那我在回想的时候，那个时候怎么能够生存过来，实在是很难想象。
But the most important thing is God was with us in that.
那最主要的也就是上帝与我们同在。
He provided for us even though we didn't know what we were doing.
他为我们来，他来供应我们的一切，虽然有点我们不知道我们在做什么。
And as I look back, as we reflect back on what God did, I'm so thankful for two things that I experienced in my time at seminary.
当我回想的时候，有两件事情我特别感谢神，也就是我们的这个在读神学的经验。
There were two ways in which seminary affected me, and I continue to try to live by those things.
有两件事情，这个神学的教育怎么样影响我们的生命？今天我们还是。因着这个来继续的服事。
Two things that I think any seminary should instill in its students as well.
也就是任何一个神学院都要这样在这两方面来教导我们的学生。
Two things that I pray will be true for each one of you as you are here in seminary preparing to serve God.
也是我个人为你们祷告，也这两件事也会发生在我们当中。
Those two things are these.
是这两件事情。
First, a discerning passion for God's truth.
第一就是我们继续有那个认识神话语的这个热忱。
And second, a wholehearted love for Christ and for other people.
第二就是我们全心的爱主，也全心的爱人。
These two things are important because students need to learn in order to be leaders in ministry, both to love God's truth and to love God and love God's people.
所以这两件事情很重要，因为我们作为一个学生，不单单要学习神的话语，一方面呢，我们也学习怎么样去爱神、爱人。
The church needs leaders who know the truth of God and are discerning enough to stand for it.Against theological error.
Yeah, 教会需要有这个领导的人是这个认识神的话语，他们知道怎么样来分辨为真道来分解。
The church needs leaders who will do that in a winsome and Christ-like way.
同样呢，这个教会的领袖也是要有这个像基督的这个生命跟榜样。
Our passion for the gospel should flow from a life transformed by God's grace.
所以我们对这个福音的热爱应该是从我们自己被这个福音所改变。
And then in turn devoted to God, willing to serve Him and love others by the power of the Spirit.
接下来就是我们借着神的灵，我们同样也可以去爱人，可以去服侍人。
Actually, at Dallas Seminary, where I have been located, we have a slogan that's posted on various places on the campus.
在大学神学院的校园里面，我们在不同的地方有这样的一个口号。
And that slogan is "Teach truth, love well."
也就是要教导真理，要好好的爱人。
I think that should be the motto that all of us follow: "Teach truth and love well."
我相信这也是我们每个人应该。有这样的一个心智，要教导正确的真理，我们也一方面也爱神爱人。
And I want you to see that in Scripture also in Revelation chapter 2, the passage that we just read.
也就像今天我们刚刚读的这个启示录第二章。
As you look at these verses, I think you'll be able to see there's an introductory verse, verse 1, that has two parts.
当我们读这段经文的时候，我们发现在介绍的时候有这样说。
There's also a concluding verse, verse 7, that has two parts to it.
结束的时候也有几句结束的话。
In between, Jesus tells how they're doing as a church, both good and bad, verses 2 through 4.
在中间呢，耶稣就提醒他们，也告诉他们，在他们当中有好的事情发生，也有不好的事情发生。
And then he exhorts them where they fall short and reassures them about rebuilding those failings, verses 5 and 6.
一方面也告诉他们在哪里坠落，也鼓励他们要从哪里又起来继续的建造。
What we'll see is good news and bad news.
所以我们可以说这边有好的消息，也有不好的消息。
Jesus commends them for their faithful endurance in the true faith.
一方面耶稣也赞美他们在信心上面他们有这个好的表现。
But he calls them to repent for failing to love God and people as they once did.
但是上帝呢也责备他们，也就是他们没有像以前一样这样爱神爱人。
We should learn to imitate what they got right and to stay away from what they got wrong.
所以一方面我们要学习他们做对的事情，另外一方面我们要避免他们所犯的这个错误。
So first look at the introduction in verse 1 and the two parts to it.To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write.
所以我们先看这个第二章第一节的这个介绍的话，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说。
The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand.
那个右手拿着七颗星。
The one who walks among the seven golden lampstands says this.
在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
This angel that he speaks about should be understood as God's angelic protector and servant to the church.
当这边提到这个使者的时候，我们可以把它看作是上帝把的这个保护教会的一个使者。
But in addressing the angel of the church, Jesus speaks to at the same time to the church itself.
但是虽然他好像是在对这个使者说，但其实是在对这个教会的人说。
The angel and the church become interchangeable as the messages move along.
所以呢，在这边 这个教会的使者跟教会的人啊，就是可以互用了。
So it's also clear that what he says to the corporate group also applies to the individual in the church.
所以同时呢，他对整体教会所说的，也是对教会的每一个个人说的。
We can read these messages at both levels, the whole group and the individuals that make up the group.
Yeah, 所以呢，我们看这个信息的时候，可以从整体来看，也可以从个人的角度来看。
This means it's something for our churches to give attention to.
所以一方面呢，就是说我们的教会需要注意哪些事情。
And it's something for us as individuals, especially as leaders in God's church, to give attention to for ourselves.
另外一方面，我们个人，特别如果我们是教会的领袖，我们也应该注意哪些事情。
In the second part of verse 1, we see the description of Christ who speaks to them.
在第一节的后半部，我们看到这边怎么样来形容基督。
This is taken from the vision in the preceding chapter.
这是从第一章这个意象拿过来的。
It's the one who holds the seven stars, which refers to angels.
他说他右手拿着七颗星，指着七个这个天使。
And he walks among the seven lampstands, which refers to the churches.
并且他在十二个金灯台当中。行走七个金灯台在那当行走，是指着这七个教会。
And this shows that Jesus is vitally connected to these churches.
所以这表示耶稣跟这些教会是有很深切的关系。
He knows what's going on in them.
他深深的知道在这些教会里面发生什么事情。
And he's careful for their well-being.
他也关心他们的这个生命。
And then move to verses 2 through 4 and we see the good news and the bad news.
从这个第三、第四节的时候，我们会看到所谓好的消息跟不好的消息。
First, he commends them for faithful endurance.
所以第一呢，他首先是称赞他们的劳碌跟坚忍。
They have guarded and lived out the true faith.
他们也保守，也活出这个真理。
He says, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance.
我知道你的行为劳碌和忍耐
and that you cannot tolerate evil men.
你也不能够容忍恶人
and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles and they are not.
你也曾经试验那些自称为使徒但却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的
and you found them to be false.
你看出他们是假的
and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake.
你能够忍耐，也曾经为我的名劳苦，并不困倦。
You have not grown weary.
你没有困倦。
So in summary, he's saying they've been active, they've been hardworking.
所以我们总结可以说，他们是很活泼的在服事。
They're also aware of what's going on in their congregation.
他们也都知道在这个信徒的当中有什么事情发生。
They've been persevering in being faithful to God.
所以他们一直是坚忍忠于神。
They call to account members who are straying from Christ's path.
这边呢也有提到那些离开基督的真道的。
They challenge those whose claims to apostolic authority had to be sifted and rejected.
还有那些自称比如说有权柄的哪些应该是要被淘汰的。
They've dealt with supposed church leaders.
还有当中有人认为他们是这个自认是教会领袖的。
Who showed themselves to be false followers of Christ.
但是后面呢，发现其实他们这些是假的使徒，并不是真正跟随基督的。
So they were people of obedience, people of integrity and character.
所以这边有顺服主的人，也有诚实正直的人。
When we think of standing for the truth like this,
当我们想到要为真理来站立的时候
we often think of internal theological debates that we have among Christians.
有时候我们只想到我们内圈内里面有所谓这些神学的讨论或者争论
debates over central doctrines like deity of Christ, salvation by faith alone through Christ alone.
比如说关于我们的所谓神论、救恩论等等我们有这样的一些的争议。
But we should also think of outside influence on the church's teachings.
但是呢，我们要想到外面怎么样影响教会里面的
教导。Misleading influences can show up from outside as well as from inside the church.
所以这些所谓误导人的道理呢，可以是从里面，也可以是从外面来的。
This was true in John's day with Roman emperor worship.
所以在约翰他们那个时候，比如说这个皇帝的崇拜。
Rome pressured these Christians to assimilate and to commit idolatry in worshiping the emperor.
所以这个罗马的政府会要求人来敬拜这个皇帝，其实就是进入到偶像的敬拜。
And they faced social and economic and even physical harm if they didn't follow this.
他们不遵守的话，甚至于他们在各个方面都会受到亏损。
We see a suggestion of this down in verse 6 as well.
我们在第六节可以看到有这方面的情况。
He refers to the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
这边有提到那些尼哥拉派的人的行为。
Later in the chapter, we see that these were people who led Christians into idolatry and sin.
后面呢，在下文我们可以看到这些尼哥拉派的人，他们就是引导人进入偶像的敬拜。
They wanted them to adapt and to follow the polytheistic ways of the world around them.
所以他们就是要引导人，要跟着这个世俗的这个方向。
We ourselves face outside influences in our churches as well and in our lives.
所以在我们的教会里面，还有我们自己的生命，很多时候我们也受外在的这些因素的影响。
I want to take a little time to talk about one example of this from America.
我要用一点时间讲到最近在美国有一样事情是影响教会的。
For 10 to 15 years, sociologists studied the religious life of American youth.
有大概10到15年，这些所谓社会学者，他们就研究美国社会这些年轻人他们的生活。
They conducted many interviews and tried to find out what did they believe, how did they live their religious life.
所以他们有做很多的这些试验，要看看他们到底怎么样，他们的信仰到底是如何。
The results of the study are these.
所以这些是他们研究的数据。
On the one hand, they found a growing number of completely secularized American young people.
一方面呢，他们就发现有一大部分的所谓美国青年人，他们完全就是世俗化了。
They had no connection to any church.
他们跟任何的教会都没有关系。
But the large proportion of them claimed some connection to Christianity.
但是还有一大部分人还是说跟教会有一些些的关系。
But it turned out to be a false version of true Christianity.
但是呢，虽然有关系，但是却是所谓不是真正的基督的信仰。
These sociologists coined a phrase to describe the study and the results that they found.
当他们这样研究之后呢，他们就造了这样的一个词。
They called it moralistic therapeutic deism.
也就是他们是什么样的神论呢？也就是道德性医治性的神论。
It's often abbreviated MTD, moralistic therapeutic deism.
所以这个神是比较从这个道德还有医治性的这个方面来看的。
There are three main tenets to this religion.
这个信仰有三个主要的方面。
One is a commitment to being nice to others. That's the moralistic part.
我们所谓这个道德性呢，就是指着我们跟人的这个关系好。
One is a desire always to feel good about myself. That's the therapeutic part.
那个第二部分讲到医治的这一部分是说你觉得自己很好，我很舒服就好了。
And the other is a vague belief in a distant God.
然后第三方面呢？是的，你知道有神，但是他好像很远，也是很模糊的一个神。
Let me say a bit more about each of those.
所以这三方面我再多讲一些。
So by moralistic, they mean the central importance of being nice.
所以他们所谓这个道德性呢，这个核心就是说你要做一个看起来很美好的一个人。
God is nice. He's benevolent. He's non-judgmental.
神是好。上帝也不太去判断人。
He would never offend anyone.
上帝不会去得罪任何一个人。
His only demand on us is that we should be nice as well.
他唯一对我们的要求呢，就是我们对人也是要这样。
We should just get along with other people.
我们可以跟人呢有这个和好的关系。
The only real sin is to mistreat others or to push them away.
所以唯一的这个罪呢，就是恶待别人，或者把别人推到一边。
We should be nice.
我们要做个好人。
The therapeutic part goes like this.
第二方面作为这个医治的这个层面。
Religion should make me feel good about myself.
这个信仰呢，应该要让我能够觉得自己不错。
It should help me to live out my dreams.
是我可以活出我自己的梦想。
The main purpose of religion is to help me find happiness.
所以这个信仰这个主要的目标就是让我能够找到快乐。
I need to find peace and personal fulfillment.
所以我要有所谓心里面的平安，还有这个自我的满足。
I need something that will help me to feel better in a chaotic world.
在这个混乱世界里面，我需要一个东西让我有所谓感觉安全。
And then the third part is deism.
第三方面就是关于神的信仰。
This is belief in a remote deity.
就是相信一个很遥远的一个神。
He makes no demands on us.
他对我们没有什么太大的要求。
But he is available if we need him in emergencies.
但是我们在急需的时候你可以找到他。
However, for most of life, we're on our own and we can ignore him.
但是在正常的情况下，我们可以靠自己，不需要靠他。
It's important to say that this MTD is not a rejection of God.
所以我们可以说这种信仰原则上不是拒绝神。
It's not an overt rejection of the church.
或者说公开的反对教会。
It's actually a subtle subversion of everything true Christianity teaches.
但是呢，就是在很这个你不发感觉的情况下，其实跟我们的教导是完全相反的。
It's a parasitic faith that sucks the real life out of true Christianity.
它好像一个寄生虫，就把这个真正的信仰的教义把它吸走了。
And what's important to understand is this is not just the religion of many American teenagers.
另外一方面很重要，不单单是说这是美国很大部分青年人他们的信仰。
It's the religion of the adults and the churches that they're a part of as well.
还有这些比较年长的人，他们也是如此。
It's not that the churches have done a bad job of getting their real teachings across.
一方面呢，并不是说教会没有好好的来教导他们的这个信徒。
It's that the kids have learned quite well what many churches in America actually believe.
而是说这些年轻人，他们会发现，在真正的情况下，教会是在教什么。
Too many churches are focused on God meeting our needs.
所以很多教会就太过分的注重说上帝满足我们的要求，给我们喜乐
，and serving us.
服侍我们
，rather than calling us to pattern our lives in love and obedience to Him.
而不是要求我们要好好的来顺服跟随他。
So the essence of MTD is not just a doctrinal failing.
所以这个所谓这个教派不只是说这个在这个教义上这个失败了。
It's also a failure of devotion and love.
而是在这个忠诚和爱上也是失败了。
It teaches not God's great grace and persistent love for us in Christ.
所以不是教导我们神在基督里面对我们的忠诚和爱。
But his distance from us and our needs.
而他只是要满足我们的需要。
It's not our heartfelt devotion and love for God.
所以不是我们很忠心的来爱我们的神。
An indifference to Him.
而对他来说，其实可以说是不闻不问。
While we manage life on our own.
当我们自己来处理自己的生活跟生命。
What a counterfeit this is.
所以这个呢，我们说是一个完全是一个硬品。
What a challenge to churches and their leaders today.
这个呢也是我们今天在教会里面一个很大的挑战。
And I think this is true in many parts of the world, not just in America.
那我相信呢，不只是在美国，在这个世界很多地方也是如此。
Today we need pastoral and theological discernment to see this where it exists.
所以今天呢，我们也需要有一个牧者的这个心或者眼睛呢，可以去察觉有没有这方面的问题。
And to try to rescue people from it.
我们要去拯救人。
The Ephesian church as a whole, as we look back at the text, had endured even when things were hard.
我们回头来看这个圣经的时候，我们看到以弗所的教会在这个很难的情况下，他们是坚忍的。
They had struggled to maintain Christian conduct.
他们也所谓挣扎。要能够保持一个基督徒应该有的品德
and to discern when leaders were trying to take them away from God's truth
还有要分辨那些误导人的这些领袖
This fidelity to God's truth is the good news Jesus had for them.
所以对他们来说呢，这是上帝对他们好的消息，就是他们还是持守真道。
The bad news follows in verse 4.
在第四节就开始讲这个不好的消息。
He rebukes them for abandoning the love they had at first.
这边神责备他们把起初的爱心抛弃了。
Verse 4 says, But I have this against you.
第四节说，然而我有一件事要责备你。
That you have left your first love.
也就是你把起初的爱抛弃了。
Some interpreters think the Ephesian Christians had a strong love for God and Christ.
有一些解经者他们认为以弗所的人其实是很爱神的
but they lacked love for one another.
而他们对却没有所谓彼此相爱
but I think it's more likely that love for God and love for other people go together.
但是我个人认为爱神跟爱人是一起的
and Jesus is saying their love in both dimensions has cooled off.
所以耶稣的意思是说无论是在爱神或者爱人的这方面都冷淡了
It seems that in their long struggle against false teaching,
也就是说，当他们长期在跟这些不对的这个教导来挣扎的时候，
they had become all doing and thinking and no feeling.
所以他们就是一直在做，一直在想，而没有这个感性的。
It was hands and head, but no heart.
所以是手跟头，但是没有心。
But this was a failing both inward and outward.
但是我们看到这个失败呢，是内在也是外在的。
It wasn't just the outward actions of love that they fell short in.
所以不只是说外在可以看得见的爱心的表现，他们失败了。
They lacked the true inward motivation to love God in return for His grace.
而是他们内在呢，就失去了那个爱神的这个动力。
And they lack the true spirit of grace to reach out to others who are in need.
他们也缺少所谓这个恩典的这个心态来对待其他的人。
I want to emphasize that sound doctrine and heartfelt love are not opposed to each other.
所以我要强调呢，也就是说，所谓正确的真理和所谓这个爱心是不会互相抵触的。
It's a misunderstanding to think you can hold to the truth, but you'll be unloving when you do that.
所以有一个错误的想法，就是说，你可以持守真道，但是你不一定能够就，可能你就不懂得怎么去爱人。
Or you can really care about people, but you'll have to back off on the truth.
或者说你真正去关心人的时候，可能有时候你的所谓信仰要妥协了。
You can't do both.
你不能够同时做两件事。
That's a misunderstanding.
这个是一个错误的理解。
No, these two go naturally together, and they mutually complement each other.
其实呢，所谓真道跟爱，这是要互相互补的。
Christ calls us to faithfulness in living and speaking the truth.
所以基督呢，也呼召我们呼召我们，我们要忠于来传讲他的道。
And to fervent love for God and for others.
要活出他的道，也进一步爱神爱人。
John chapter 1 says Jesus himself was full of grace and truth.
所以在约翰福音第一章，我们看到耶稣基督，他是满有恩典跟真理。
Ephesians 4 says we should speak and live the truth in love.
这个以弗所书第四章是说，我们要凭爱心说诚实的话。
That's a sign of real maturity in Ephesians 4.
在以弗所书里面，这个是一个真正成熟的基督徒的一个表现。
The two go together. We can't separate them.
这两件事是一起的，不能够把它切开。
So it's the slogan I mentioned earlier: Teach truth, love well. Both are needed.
所以呢，这个就是刚才我提到我们神学院的这个口号：要教导真理，也要好好的去爱。
Let's go ahead and look at verses 5 and 6 where he exhorts the church.
在第五、第六节，我们看看他怎么鼓励教会。
In each of these churches, at some point, there's the word therefore that occurs.
在这七封的书信里面，其中一定会来到这个部分，也就是因此。
This word leads into his exhortation or correction for them.
这个呢，就带来一个勉励或者改正。
Verse 5, therefore remember from where you have fallen.
所以你们要回想你们是从哪里坠落的。
And repent and do the deeds you did at first.
并且要悔改要做你起初所做的事。
Or else I'm coming to you.
要不然我来到你那里。
And I will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
如果你不悔改，我会把你的灯台从原处挪去。
In English, people sometimes call this the three R's.
在英文呢，有时候他们就称它为三个 R。
Remember, repent, repeat.
所以你要记得，你要悔改，你要重复。
We remember our former love.
我们要记得当时起初的爱心。
We remember the vitality and the freshness that we once had in loving God and loving others.
也就是当时我们有的那个新鲜感，好好的去爱神爱人。
Then we repent.
第二，我们要悔改。
We acknowledge that we've fallen short of that.
我们要承认我们已经这个没有达标了。
And we recognize the problem and we don't sidestep it.
我们也知道自己的问题，我们也不好像说不承认。
We do everything we can to change back to the way it once was.
所以我们会尽力能够恢复到当时的这个原状。
And then we repeat the deeds that we should have had all along.
然后呢，我们要重复就是过去我们应该要一直这样做的事情。
Deeds of devotion and service that we once practiced.
也就是过去我们如何的忠心的服事，现在要重新开始在做了。
We need to renew the freshness of a genuine love for God.
我们也需要那个爱神的那个新鲜的感觉。
And also for others.
也对人也是如此。
He showed us his amazing grace.
神向我们显示他奇妙的恩典。
And we should never stop returning that love to him.
我们也应该用爱来回应。
And also reaching out to others with the same grace he showed to us.
我们得到神的这个恩典，我们也用同样的恩典来
Otherwise,
这个误给予人。
Jesus warns that we'll forfeit our place as part of his church.
所以当然这里耶稣也给他们一个警告。
Christians are lights shining in a dark world.
基督徒就像一个在黑暗的世界的一个明灯。
They are to testify to God's love in Christ.
他们要见证在基督里的神的爱。
And we can only do that if we live in love ourselves.
我们只能够借着我们这样去爱人呢，才能够去证明。
If we fail to love, we forfeit our right to the name of Christ.
如果我们没有真正去爱，那我们是虚用基督的名了。
Churches that fail to bear that identifying mark of love.
教会如果失去这个爱的这个表征，
will be exposed as false.
就显示自己是假的。
There's one more verse here that actually adds a fourth R.
其实还有一节的经文呢，再加上第四个 R.
This is reassurance, verse 6.
也就再次的保证。
Jesus says, yet this you do have.
但是你有这一件事可取的。
That you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
也就是你恨尼哥拉派的行为，也是我所恨恶的。
It's as though Jesus says, "Don't get me wrong."
耶稣好像在对他们说，你不要误解我了。
Your motivation and tone is wrong.
可能你的这个动机和你的这个口气不对。
But you need to continue to do the same actions in a different spirit.
但是现在呢，是你需要重新做那对的事，但是是用一个新的心态。
You should resist false teaching.
我们还是要抵挡那些错误的教导。
But you should do it with a gentle and winsome spirit as far as you can make it possible.
但是你要尽量能够用一个恩慈的一个态度来做。
Very quickly, look at the conclusion in verse 7.
很快的，我们来看一下那个最后第七节。
First of all, Jesus says, pay attention.
首先耶稣说你要注意。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
We have ears, so we should listen to this.
我们都有耳朵，所以我们应该要好好的听。
And then he promises to those who overcome that it'll be worth it.
并且这个向他那些听的人得胜的人来保证。
I will grant him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, in that wonderful future that he has for us.
在将来的时候，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他。
And so, in conclusion,
作为结论
I want to have you get this picture about seminary education.
我希望说我们这边神学 愿学习的这个图画应该是怎么样。
Seminary is actually a hybrid of two different things.
啊，我们可以说呢，在神学里面是有两件事情交叉。
It's a mixture of both academics.
所以是一方面有学术。
And ministry training and learning to love God more.
还有所谓这个啊，培训大家怎么服侍，并且要更加爱主。
If you go to a university, you get one side of that.
如果我们去一个普通大学，我们只有这一方面，就学术上的。
If you become part of a discipleship group at your church, you'll get more or less the other side of it.
你在教会里面，比如说你是在一个门徒小组的里面，你是得到这一边的。
Your urge to love God, to be more devoted, to grow in Christ.
啊，所以你在基督里更加的成长，也被鼓励要更加的爱主。
But a seminary needs to pull both of those together.
但是一个神学院呢，应该把这两方面呢就结合起来。
It's intended to be a mixture of both.
啊，应该是就这两方面的结合。
And let me tell you, from my experience, this is what happens often.
所以让我跟你们分享我自己的经验，通常什么事情会发生呢？
Seminary students as well as faculty tend to go to one side or the other of that mixture.
有时候这个神学生甚至神学院的老师，有时候我们就偏重一方面。
Often we go to one side or the other depending on our own personal strengths and weaknesses.
很多时候根据我们个人的强项或者弱点，我们会偏于一边。
So we complain when we're asked to cross to the other side that we don't prefer.
所以有些时候被鼓励说也要到另外一边的时候，有时候我们会埋怨。
Some of us may say something like this.
有时候可能我们会这样说。
Why do I have to go to chapel?
为什么我要参加早会呢？
Why do I have to have Christian service assignments in some ministry out in the community?
为什么我要有实习呢？
Why do I have assignments that challenge me to look inside myself and allow God to change me?
为什么有些功课是要让我看自己的内心？
After all, isn't this graduate school?
这个不是一个所谓研究所吗？
And then there are others who would say,
但是也有人会这样说，
Why all this reading?
为什么要这么多的阅读呢？
Why do I have to write all these academic papers?
为什么要写这么多的这个短文呢？
Why do I have to study so much?
为什么我要读那么多的书呢？
Why systematic theology?
为什么要研究系统神学呢？
Why Greek or Hebrew, for
heaven's sake? 为什么要学习希腊文和希伯来文呢？
We just need to love Jesus more.
我们只要爱耶稣就可以了。
I urge you, all of you, I urge myself,
我自己鼓励自己，也这样鼓励大家。
To let this mixture work in the right way.
要让这两个的结合能够在正确的这个合
一。If you're going to be the person God wants you to be.
如果你要作为神要让你做的那个人。
If you're going to be the leader in God's work that He wants you to be.
你在神所指定的这个事工上作为一个领袖。
You need both sides of this mixture.
你需要这两方面的结合。
Don't resist it.
不能够，不要拒绝它。
Allow the design of the seminary to do its intended work.
我们也容许神学院的设计，让我们这两方面都同时的成长。
Do this for your sake.
为你自己的缘故。
Do this for the sake of the people that you'll serve in the future.
也为将来你所要服侍的人的缘故。
Let me tell you this from my own experience.
所以从我的经验再次告诉大家。
When you go out there into a ministry,I want to tell you the truth.
出去服侍的时候，让我告诉你这个真相。
Not many people will follow this kind of person.
This kind of person.
Yeah. Not many people will follow an arrogant intellectual.
很少人会愿意去跟随，比如说一个骄傲的人。
Not many people will follow someone who just loves learning and doesn't care for God or for people.
很少人会去跟随就是一个只想学习的人。
On the other side, there are a few who will follow a warm-hearted people pleaser.
另外一方面呢，有少数人也许他会去爱一个会爱人的。
They may follow someone who says what people want to hear.
或者是去跟随那些随着人的所喜爱的去说话的。
But who neglects the real truth of God.
但是呢就忽略了上帝的这个真理。
They may follow that sort of person.
也许他们会跟随这样的人。
But either way, they're not following Christ.
但是如果是这样的话， 都不是在跟随基督。
Don't be either one of that, those kinds of leaders.
我希望我们当中没有一个人是这其中的一种。
The intellectual, cold-hearted one.
也就是这个只有学术，但是是心里面很冷淡的。
The warm-hearted person who draws people but has no truth to communicate to them.
或者是另外一方面是很热诚的一个人，但是就没有真理。
Don't be either of those kinds of leaders.
所以这两方面都不要选择。
And don't be a follower of anyone like that either.
也不要去跟随这其中的任何一类的。
That's my experience from seminary days.
这是我在神学院的时候所学习的。
And I pray to God that He will enable you to be matured in both of those areas that we've been talking about.
我在祷告中为你们祈求，上帝会让你们成为在两方面都同时成长的。
Let me pray for us all.
让我为大家来祷告。
Lord God, we confess that we need you in all of these things.
我们的神，我们承认我们在这一切方面我们都需要你。
We all find it so easy to go to one extreme or the other.
很多时候我们只会偏重于一个层面。
We tend to do the things that are easiest for us.
或者我们去常常会去选择那个容易的。
But Lord, by your Spirit, please guide us.
但是神，借着你的灵，求你引导我们。
Please teach us to know you personally and love you with great devotion.
让我们能够更多的认识你，并且能够更直诚的来爱你。
Lord, help us to show that same grace and mercy to others like you have shown to us.
正如你如何把这个大的恩典跟怜悯给我们，我们用同样的怜悯跟恩典来去对待别人。
Lord, teach us to love you with our minds as well.
主啊，也教导我们如何用我们的思想来爱你。
To know your truth and to be able to teach it.
能够不但认识你的真理，也可以教导你的真理。
To discern what's right and what's wrong.
可以分辨是非。
And to build up your people in your true faith.
能够在真正的信仰上来建造你的。
Lord, I thank you for a place like BSOP.
神，我为着 BSOP 或者像 BSOP 的神学来感恩。
I ask you, Lord, to richly bless your work here.
主啊，我再一次求你能够大大的赐福你自己这个事工。
Lord, guide all those who lead and teach in this place.
主啊，求主你恩待那些在这里带领教导的人。
And especially bless all those who study and learn and grow and develop in their maturity in Christ here.
特别祝福在这里学习继续成长这个成熟的
同学。We pray this all for your honor and glory in the name of Jesus.
我们这个都是为了你自己的荣耀来祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。